And you know the boys tennis seniors who are?
Logan Hogman.
And Matt Wadley.
All right, well, coming into this season, no spring sports last year. You know, Coach Busby talked a lot about kind of a big reset for the program. Is that how you feel coming in?
Yeah, I mean, she kind of hit it on the nose there. I mean, it's a new squad. We had two returning varsity winners this year. So, I mean, just to, like, get out and compete and get a new team, get it all situated, it's kind of fun, you know. But it's going to be a challenging year, but we can overcome it for sure.
Yeah, no, we had to spend a lot more time figuring out the lineup for the season, whereas most years we've had, like, six or eight guys that have been, like, pretty solid up in varsity, but we only had two that were for sure, like, up towards the top, and then besides that, it was basically all new, so it was pretty interesting.
What has practice been like? Because, again, talking to Coach, a lot of younger kids who, I mean, I know when I first started tennis, I had no idea what was going on, so talk a little bit about maybe the changes then in years past.
Yeah, we're focusing a lot on, like, the basics this year, just getting the people that haven't played before, like, some pretty good foundation for the next few years. Yeah, it's just been pretty tough just trying to figure out, since there's, like, a pretty big gap between, like, some of the seniors and juniors since they had already played tennis, and then sophomores and freshmen and just never. So it was just a pretty big gap, and it's just kind of difficult to get everybody in a, like, pretty even practice like that.
Is that how you feel?
Yeah, you know, and it's, like, this year's a little different because we have, like, three more coaches. So, like, kind of getting to know the coaches and their play styles and, I mean, some more drills in there, here and there. So, I mean, but like I said, it's fun to get out and to compete, and it's a new squad, so.
Has, you know, what's happened over the last year, again, no spring sports last year, has that changed your perspective on coming into your senior year at all?
No, not really. I mean, it hasn't changed the perspective. It's honestly changed the feel of the sport, though. Obviously, with the year off, and, like, I mean, I'm coming up, like, I'm a senior now. I got to lead the squad, and I didn't really get to watch the seniors above me lead the squad, me as a junior, because we didn't have a season. So, I mean, it's a weird feeling, but, like, it's great to get back out, for sure.
Yes, for me, it's a lot of just, like, not really knowing much about the competition, honestly, because, like, most years you forgot most of the people on varsity that are seniors, they might have been when they were juniors, so you know quite a bit about them playing, but basically I just didn't really know anything about any of the teams pretty much. It's just really interesting.
Did you have any personal goals or team goals that you wanted to pass along at this point, or anything that you've thought about before?
Just trying to have as much fun as possible, just trying to win. I don't know, it's not guaranteed since I just so many people are at so many different levels in high school tennis and spring sports right now, so just doing your best and just trying to have fun.
Obviously the goal is to achieve more than we fail, but at the same time, you know, just one of the big goals for me personally was, like, getting good with the team and kind of getting that bond, especially with the year off, and, you know, getting out and winning some matches. So,
all right, well, what do you have planned for after you graduate here this spring?
I plan on going to DMAC Community College for a year, and then heading out to Cedar Falls for UNI.
I'm going to UNI, just rolling with the flow. Don't really know specifically what I'm going to do yet, but I'm just going with it.
All right. Thank you, boys. Really appreciate it.